Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with
Nicolas Raffin,
who represents France in this year's competition, in this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome here.
Thank you.
So, first of all, let's remind our listeners what this project is about.
The 28 Times project is in collaboration with like Lux Prize and Europa Cinemas, and the idea is to get a, because the section used not have juries, and they created the jury, and the idea was like to promote like young people, so like so 28 people from 28 different countries of Europe, basically one per country, picked by the local cinemas. So we represent also like a local cinema from where we're from, and by Europa Cinemas, basically. So we all come here for the whole duration of the festival. We see the 12 films, and we pick one film that we like, and we give it a prize, a cash prize from the Europa
Cinemas. So the aim, basically, is to promote European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema,
isn't it? Yeah, I think it works really well, actually.
Yeah. And how did you find out about this European project?
I mean, completely by chance, I guess, on Facebook. I don't really remember, actually. But it's like, it wasn't advertised that much, and I think it's on purpose, because otherwise I would get too many applications. And you have to know the cinema where you're applying for. So like, basically, it's kind of limited like range of people applying to. I just found it on the internet, basically. I just applied, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay. And you were called, so...
Yeah.
And what about your background? Have you got a kind of background in this field, or are you just a cinema lover?
I study film programming, actually. Mm-hmm. Film festivals, basically. So that's what I do kind of all year long. I live in London, so...
Okay.
Yeah. And I work like for... I've been working for festivals before. I also work for Locarno Film Festival, so I've been...
So you are in the field,
I'm basically really in the field.
And instead, what about your role as a judge in the jury?
What about my role? You mean, what do you role of the jury?
What do you do during the day?
A normal day would be like seeing one film, because the film are like, it's usually one a day, and then you have workshops organized by Europa Cinema, organized by the... And it's we have different workshops, like one on festivals, one on translations, one on film criticism, and we just meet with like professionals, and we have like some kind of lectures, and we also have jury meetings, obviously, which are always like a lot of passion involved, like about the film we see, and that's about it. We saw see all the way, as well other films from other sections, from the Lux Prize, from the Bianchi College. So we have access to all the films from the festival. So
Is there a film that you would suggest to our audience
from our selection or from the
from the whole festival?
The one I really liked, so I didn't know about the film at all. It's a debut feature by a French guy called Bertrand Mandicot. And the film is called Les Garçons Sauvages, and The White Kids. And it's like, it's like at the Critics Week this year, it's like mind-blowing. It's like black and white, and it's like kids on an island, basically. And it's like, I won't say more, but it's really the one that really stood out.
Don't spoiler.
No spoiler. Yeah.
And there were so many French films this year in Venice. What about the situation of the situation of cinema in your country?
I think we're really lucky, actually. I think the French film industry is still the strongest one in Europe, and that's also think partly thanks to the government, implicated a lot in preserving it, compared
it's
to the
fostered.
Yeah, and fostered, and it's like artificially preserved in a way, and I think that's really a good thing compared to the UK, for example, where like it's just completely liberalized. And it's like we have a really strong production of films, like 300 films per year or something, so there's like a lot of space for them in festivals too, because a lot of
you have Cannes,
and we have even in Venice, like the French film I've seen here are really strong too, so I'm really surprised to see how good it's actually going for the French films.
Merci
à vous.
Did I pronounce it well?
Almost.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay. So thanks, Nicolas, for having shared your experience here at Fred. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.